Now, the rest of the story. The oldest Swiss settlement in the United States is a town in southern Illinois called Highland, and what you're about to hear happened there in Highland shortly after the turn of the century. St. Paul's Catholic Church in Highland needed an organist. The problem was that nobody in the parish, not even the parish priest Father Stick, knew how to play the organ. Not that there was anything wrong with entering and leaving the church in silence, nor with liturgical music sung a cappella, but how marvelous by comparison St. Paul's church services would be if only somebody in that congregation could play the church's little pump organ. Well, Father Stick came up with a solution. He approached one of his parishioners, a fellow named John. He said, John, we need an organist, and I want you to learn how to play the organ. Now, wait a minute. John was a watchmaker. John had never had music lessons of any kind. Perhaps Father Stick should pick a member of his flock who was more musically inclined, but no, the priest insisted. You, John, are the right man. He even offered to arrange for music lessons in St. Louis every weekend. Well, eventually John gave in, and although nobody remembers just how long it took, John became a competent organist. He played a little pump organ in St. Paul's every Sunday, and Father Stick was pleased, although not quite content yet. What a shame it was, he exclaimed, that John's obvious talent was being wasted on a tiny broken-down pump organ. And that's when the good father made what sounded, on its face, to be an impossible proposition. John's brother, Lewis, was also a watchmaker, skilled in contriving mechanisms, was he not? John's older brother, Adolf, was a fine cabinet maker, was he not? Then surely it would not be too difficult for these three talented brothers, combining their efforts, to build a fine new organ, a pipe organ for St. Paul's Church. John was astonished at the suggestion. Had he not done enough for priest and parish, devoting what had been his leisure hours to the study of this foreign science music? And what would his brothers say to the proposal that they tackle such a profound project, one which even the most experienced old world organ makers found difficult? Father Stick assured John that it would do no harm to ask his brothers. His brothers were at first amused, but then strangely challenged by the task. And in 1906, John and Lewis and Adolf, two watchmakers and a cabinet maker, began groping their way through an incredible adventure. First, they studied all available literature on pipe organ components, construction, and assembly. With no other background nor training in the field, the brothers proceeded slowly and carefully with the project until at last, at long last, they succeeded. St. Paul's had a magnificent, new, handmade pipe organ. Today that organ is in a museum at Southern Illinois University, and it is cherished to this day by those to whom it's entrusted and by all who recognize what it symbolizes. For you see the selflessness of John, Lewis, and Adolf, who handmade the organ for St. Paul's. The generosity of the brothers Wick was repaid by the discovery of their talents as a team. And the Wick's Organ Company is still in the family, and now the second largest organ manufacturer in the world. And now you know the rest of the story.